Ren Lavoie is our NHL insider in TVS Sports. He joins us in the Jeff Blair Show. Ren, we talk to you. It's always either about Ottawa or Montreal. Montreal, Ottawa. I want to do that in a minute. But before we get to that, Mike Babcock was talking after the game last night about how he wants to see the Leafs kind of establish a home ice advantage. You know, he talked about wanting to establish the type of atmosphere where the other team steps off the bus and there's, you know, they've got some concern that they're playing against the Leafs. We had Doug McLean on, and Doug, I thought, made a good point. He said, you know, it's hard to establish home ice now in the NHL because a lot of the arenas are the same. They're newer arenas. The fans aren't necessarily close to the players. There's not as much physical play. There's certainly not as much fighting. And I wanted to ask you, because I know you're down at ice level, and, you know, what to you constitutes home ice advantage? I mean, it seems to me that if you're a real good team, you got home ice advantage. If you're a real bad team, not so good.
Well, you just nailed it, that's for sure. And one thing for me, which is a really important difference, and I understand what Mike Babcock wants, but at the same time, for me, there's such a big difference between the way hockey is played in the Eastern Conference versus the Western Conference. And we had a really good look at it to start the season. You know, the way they made the schedule, you know, East versus West was, it felt like it was every week. And you know, they want to make sure that the rivalries will be in the schedule at the end of the season. So there'll be more division games, I guess, in February, March, and April than there was in October and November. But for I just look at the St. Louis Blues coming in Montreal. You know, it's not easy to play at the Bell Center. Everybody knows that. But at the same time, it wasn't a difficult game for the St. Louis Blues, even if they won 4-3. You know, they were by far the best team on the ice. They're so big. And that's, for me, the biggest difference between the East and West. You look at the Toronto Maple Leafs, it's not a big team. Yes, you have players like JVR, Austin Matthews, those guys are, you know, and Martin, you know, they're really big. But they have smaller players, too, which is exactly what, for me, the Eastern Conference is. You have really small players, quick players, skills players. That's what I see. In the Western Conference, I'm not saying there's less skill, but there's more firepower. There's more big bodies. There's some players like Milan Lucic. I wonder if he would be able to play in the Eastern Conference for 82 games. I wonder, honestly, is he fast enough for the Eastern Conference, but he's fast enough for the Western Conference? So it's for me, the big difference is between those two leagues. Is there a home ice advantage? There is always one. You feel better in your home. Like, playing on the road is not easy for any team. But I don't feel like you have it's not like the good old days when, you know, teams were going at the Garden in Boston, the Spectrum in Philadelphia. The Spectrum was a crazy place. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, it was scary.
It was scary. It was dark. I mean, it wasn't fun for the other team to play there. It was a special place to play. Because now the game has changed, because you look at the ice, they're in same dimension for in every city. Before, you were going in Buffalo, it was a small ice. Same thing in Boston at the Garden. Everything was different from city to a city. Now it looks the same. It's like if in every baseball stadium they were telling the teams, well, those are the dimension now, and you have to respect that, and this is the way the game will be played. I think baseball, I'm not saying baseball will be, you know, less fun, But the stadium will be, you know, it's fun to go to Boston and to see that big wall in the left field. It's unique. Every stadium in baseball is unique. It's tough to say the same thing about hockey rinks now.
The outdoor game, which is going to be on December 16th, next weekend. Look, the Senators are 1-8-1 in their last 10. We talked about how they lost to Anaheim last night. They've got the Kings tonight. Of course, Eric Carlson's talked about, you know, openly talking about free agency. You know, how important is it? Because when you have these outdoor games, everybody in the league gets together. It's a showcase for the league. And, Ren, if you're Eugene Melnyk right now and Tom Anselmi and the people at the Ottawa Senators, I got to think the last thing you want is a sense of crisis around your team with all the eyes of the NHL on you when you have that game on December 16th and all the things around it. How important is it to the Senators to get a couple of wins here and just go into Ottawa and at least, you know, not be looking at the throes of 1-9-1 or something like that?
I think you're right. I think it's important. But at the same time, I remember last time the Montreal Canadiens played an outdoor game. It was in Boston. And, you know, the Canadiens were struggling because Carey Price was injured. And Mike Condon was the goalie for the Montreal Canadiens that day on January 1st. Was a great game, but it was a great game for the Montreal Canadiens. It wasn't a great game for the Boston Bruins, and the Boston Bruins were playing really well at the time. So it's, you know, I wonder sometime how it's going to turn out, because maybe that's what your team needs to place, you know, a unique event like the Senators played in Switzerland. They were not in Switzerland, in Sweden. Mm-hmm. They were really good, but they were playing obviously the Avalanche. But it was maybe the last time that the Ottawa Senators looked like a hockey team. Now they're struggling. I know goaltending is an issue for management. You know, I'm looking at Craig Anderson. Average is at 3. Mike Condon, 3.17. Saving percentage around 900. I mean, you're not going to make the playoffs with stats like that. Everybody's going to look at that trade, and I understand it. Kyle Turris is now in Nashville. Things are going well for him. You have Matt Duchene in Ottawa. It's not working the way it's supposed to, or obviously the way they were hoping to. But they need to take a big breath, you know, a deep breath, and to understand that every team in the NHL at one point during the season are going to go through a tough time. And you want that to last, you know, you don't want that to, now it's getting too long for the Ottawa Senators, but they're playing in the Western Conference, which again, we were talking about home ice advantage. I think when you're playing in Anaheim, they have it. Same thing for the LA Kings. They're playing really well at home, but they're built for that. And it's, like I said, it's not easy for these Eastern Conference teams to go play in California. It's really not easy. So we'll see what's going to happen with the Senators. The problem that they have really too is when you're playing an outdoor game, technically the visiting team has an advantage. They're winning way more games than the home team. So that's probably going to help the Montreal Canadiens. So we'll see, but it's a grind. I know that Guy Boucher embraced that challenge. He told me last week in Montreal. I told him, you know, Guy, keep your heads up. You know, things are gonna get better. And he said, I don't have any problem with that. That's fun for me. You know, that's the time of the year that I know that I have to make a difference, and I have to find a solution. That's what I want. I want that challenge in my life as a coaching man. And so we'll see how it's going to turn out. They're struggling, but they're a better team than that. There's no doubt in my mind that this is not a team that's supposed to win only one game in 10 games. It makes no sense. They're way better than that. So, but something needs to happen. Do they need another goaltender? I wonder if they need another goaltender. I'm not talking necessarily about the number one goaltender, but I do feel like their biggest problem right now is between the pipes.
Mm. One team that's not having a lot of problems right now, the Washington Capitals, are flying since Barry Trotz decided to put Nick Backstrom and Alexander Ovechkin back together. And it's funny because, you know, of course, the thing here in Toronto, we talk about line changes every day, which, you know, as I say, that happens when you've got talented players in your teams, right? You start talking about things like that. Why is it working all of a sudden for Ovi and Backstrom?
Because Ovi, look at Ovi. I mean, is it only me, but I feel like he's a different player?
Mm-hmm.
No,
he looks a little different, yes.
Yes. Look what he did in Toronto 2 weekends ago. That was amazing. With, you know, that kid, Alex?
Yep.
You know, his idol was, mm-hmm. and it still is, obviously, Alexander Ovechkin. And it's Alex Ovechkin organized everything to make sure that kid will be taken care of. And for me, I was like, wow, this is Ovi doing that in the NHL in Toronto. I was impressed. Another impressive thing that he did, I was kind of shocked, to be honest with you. Saturday, so a few days ago, 3, 4, 5 days ago, he was playing versus Columbus. Mm-hmm. 90 minutes before the game. 90 minutes. I'm going to repeat myself. 90 minutes before the game, he did an interview with us at TVA Sports with Mike Bossy, mm-hmm. because he surpassed Mike Bossy points-wise.
Right.
And the interview was, you know, he was smiling. He was having fun with Mike Bossy. That's 90 minutes before a game. He scored one goal in that game, and they beat Columbus. I feel like he's, instead of being scared, I'm not saying that he was scared before. I feel like he embraced his role now with the Capitals. Mm-hmm. He knows that he can make some difference. But more importantly, he's having fun. He's having fun, and having fun is, I think, key in this game. And people sometimes don't realize that you're allowed to smile and you're allowed to just go play and work hard. And that's exactly what he's doing. Am I surprised by his success with Backstrom? Not at all. I mean, those two players are just amazing. But I always wonder, Jeff, if they didn't make that trade, and if they kept, what's his name again? The kid now playing in Nashville. Sorry if I'm not Alfredsson, but that Swedish.
Right. We're both having a brain cramp here.
That's great. That's totally radio.
That is radio.
Philip Forsberg.
Right.
So imagine if they kept Philip Forsberg. Imagine if they kept Philip Forsberg. I mean, and I'm not saying that I don't think that the Pittsburgh Penguins would have won the last two Stanley Cups, but it would have been way more difficult for the Pittsburgh Penguins to beat the Capitals in the playoffs with a guy like Philip Forsberg, who I think is the best player that was drafted by far in 2012. By far. Mm-hmm. There's nothing even close to him. So imagine Philip Forsberg playing for the Capitals. They'll be the best team in the league right now, by far, and not right now for the last 2 years, in my mind. So that trade really hurt that franchise. But anyway, they can't do anything about it today. Philip Forsberg is not going to be traded to the Capitals soon. It's not going to happen. And Philip Forsberg is not going to be traded anywhere. Mm. So But for me, that's a trade that really hurt that franchise. So we'll see how, you know, now they're going to try to find to be a better team. T.J. Oshie, obviously, he's injured. That's not good for that team. But what you really want is not to see that team winning 10 games in a row right now. I've seen that movie before.
Right.
It happened in Columbus last year. They were gone in the first round. You need to create your momentum in March and April. That's really where it counts. So we'll see if the Capitals are going to do that.
Yeah, Ovi has 8 goals in his last 7 games. He leads the league 21, and it's and this is remarkable. I think when you look at his career, it's his second highest goal total through 29 games. When you think about that,
Three years ago, we were saying that he was done.
Absolutely. And what did he score? He had 30. Even last year, he had 33 goals last year, which was his fewest in about 6 or 7 years. And here he is now. I mean, he's scoring at the same rate he was scoring in 2008, 2009. Ren, we appreciate you doing this as always. Thanks so much.
Sorry for the brain cramp.
No, that's all right. We shared a brain cramp. We're both getting older. Don't worry about it. We'll talk to you next week. We'll talk about the outdoor game next week. Take care.
Yeah, take care.